In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Before the sermon proper, just a word of explanation. Stephanie Dean, our very faithful and wonderful cantor, is having a well-deserved Sunday off. She takes some time off during the summer, which we certainly understand. And so under those circumstances, you have to put up with you-know-who to kind of carry the water, as it were. But don't worry. What I do under these circumstances is I look up the union wages for soloists and I during the week, and I get a little extra in my check. So it all works out in the end. Mark's gospel is both the shortest and the fastest of the four gospels. The story breezes along at almost a breakneck pace, and Jesus did this, and Jesus did that, and Jesus went here, and Jesus went there, and then he performed miracle after miracle, parable after parable. It just rolls along. And especially in the sections where Jesus is about his active ministry, and we are now in this chapter 4, still a little early in that stage. He is teaching and healing and preaching, and he is one busy guy. This is the ministry in Galilee section, and we have just broken into the story. Jesus is back and forth across the Sea of Galilee, and before this, he has been preaching from a boat toward the shore so that his voice would carry over the waters, better to project and better for his listeners to hear if he is in a boat with the water between them, and then preaching and teaching and letting them know about the kingdom of God. So the story opens after a long day of ministry and the parables of the seeds, one of which we heard last week, and of the lamb under the bushel basket, those kinds of parables. And Jesus proposes that they cross over again. It was about 8 miles across the Sea of Galilee, which was normally a fairly easy crossing, and particularly so at night, when there tended to be fewer storms and the weather was calmer. Except, of course, not on this particular night. And Jesus is so tired that the storm doesn't wake him. He is just simply out like the proverbial light on this cushion, and everything around him is just breaking into chaos. And the disciples, who have been struggling for a while to keep the boat afloat, basically gave up. And they shout and they scream, "Do you care that we're sinking? We're sinking. Does it bother you that we're sinking?" And a groggy Jesus, I kind of imagine him kind of opening his eyes and thinking, "What the blazes is going on? And who are these people hollering?" Wakes up and just calms the storm, as if to say, "What's the problem? I don't see where there is a problem. Why are you afraid? Where's your faith?" And by the way, I was really sound asleep, and I would have preferred sitting that way. Okay, since you woke me, I'll fix things. Then the gospel story, which we'll hear some of which next week, the gospel story turns in a new direction. Jesus heals a man with a demon. Jesus heals a woman with a blood disorder. And Jesus raises a young girl, a 12-year-old girl, who has died. Three very dramatic stories. I mean, calming the sea was dramatic. These kind of up the ante, in a way. A healing of mental health, a healing of physical health, a healing of death itself. And most important, the disciples are present for all of these healings. He takes them with him. Takes them with him to witness this, to see what happens, to be part of this experience. These life and death rescues, they are present for that. Remember the words, "Do you not care that we are perishing?" The disciples were terrified in that storm. This all comes early in the disciples' ministry with a physically present Jesus who is performing miracles left and right and making it seem relatively easy. And in the back of the disciples' minds, they are thinking, we've got big shoes to fill. How will we do any of this without him? How will we teach? How will we preach? How will we heal? We probably aren't going to make it on our own, just like we almost didn't make it through that stormy night. Does he care about that? Does he get that? How is he going to prepare us for what we have to do? And of course, Jesus does care very, very deeply. But like a good parent, Jesus didn't always answer things directly to the disciples. He led them into better and deeper knowledge. He led them to where they needed to be by example, by showing them. Not necessarily by just talking to them, by living into their faith. He shows them how much he cares about the man who was out of his mind. That man was perishing, and Jesus rescued him. He cares about the woman who had been ill, who had some kind of a hemorrhagic disease for years, as the story goes. She is perishing, and Jesus rescues her. He cared about the girl who was not an adult and can't speak for herself. She was perishing, and Jesus rescued her. Andrew Nunn wrote in a book, Peace Be Still, these words. It wasn't just the sea that was in chaos, it was the disciples. They were in chaos, forgetting the skills they had, forgetting the strength they had, even forgetting that it was God who was traveling with them, that the word which was uttered over the whole of creation when all things began, the word that brought order out of chaos, the word that breathed the spirit over the seas itself, that word was their companion. It was he who was with them, but in the chaos, they forgot. The shortest prayer we can utter is, help me, God. If you don't know what prayer to read, if you don't know what words to use, help me, God, is a good place to start. But the most problematic prayer we often say, me included, is, help me, God, if you care. Help me, God, if you care. Out of frustration, out of fear, out of vulnerability, out of futility, we often tack on that praise, that phrase, that thought, if you care. Another way to say, if you are listening. Which is a safety valve, I think, for when we feel our prayers aren't answered and for what we ask for doesn't seem to work out. And we say, well, maybe God didn't care or wasn't listening or was someplace else. But God always cares about us. Our lives, our safety, our health, our future with and in God. This passage from Mark is often thought to be Mark's version of John 3:18, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that all that believe in him would not perish. It's Mark's version of the story. So we know from the storm on the sea, the disciples out of terror challenged Jesus with their fear of abandonment. And Jesus, as he will do through and in all the storms of our lives, all the storms of the disciples' lives, even within his own life, all those times we feel that all is lost and God is nowhere to be found and God doesn't care, we have to remember that God does care. God cares so much that God says, I will be there for you until the storm ends, and you are with me forever. In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer.